This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
Now at 6 on WRAL, a dreary start to our Monday. We are waking up to rain this morning. You're looking live at North Hills in Raleigh, where the rain is expected to continue throughout the day. Also want to show you our WRAL storm tracker, showing you the wet conditions in Durham right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center and Brian Schrader on traffic, all making sure that you're covered on what to expect as you walk out the door today. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan, and we are also marking 1 year since the first lockdown from COVID-19, which took place in Wuhan, China. Here in our state, we are following how our fight against the virus has progressed and the pitfalls ahead as more people get their vaccine. First up, though, some of that pesky, borderline inconvenient weather that is moving through our area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Oh, so true. It was really messy when we all came in. We're starting to see it easing up just a little bit back to the west, but that will be brief. Notice we have more rain that's moving in, say, from Charlotte through Kannapolis up the I-77 corridor. That is coming our way, and it will continue to be with us during the morning commute. So don't walk out the door without your umbrella. Most likely you're going to open the door, and it's going to be very, very wet. This is a look at Clinton. The rain's coming down pretty steadily there, if you can see there in the street light. But we're going to see that all across the viewing area. On top of that, it's really chilly, too. 30s in a lot of spots. 38 in Goldsboro, Rocky Mountain, Wilson, up around Roanoke Rapids, 36 in Roxboro, 42 Raleigh, 42 in Southern Pines and in Fayetteville. We take a look at Futurecast, and we're going to see waves of rain that continue to move through. A second band gets a little heavier between 8 and 10 a.m., depending on where you are, and then continues to stick with us on through the afternoon. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the evening commute is likely to be rather wet as well. We're going to see the rain tapering off a little bit tomorrow and temperatures bumping up. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. None of that today. Look at this. At lunchtime, still holding in the low 40s. Highs will be in the mid 40s this afternoon. We continue with a very good chance of rain all day. That chance bumps up to about 80% by 9 a.m. and continues through the bulk of the day. Brian is, of course, watching traffic for us this morning. I imagine it's going to be a bit messy later on.
It very well might be. At this point here at 6:02, we're watching some wet roads out at I-40 at US 1 between Raleigh and Cary. You can see the lights reflecting off the wet pavement out there. We're not talking about standing water, and indeed, the road weather index showing the green there, where we're more likely to see the wettest conditions, really has moved to the eastern side of the viewing area. Here in the triangle on this map, it looks dry, but we saw enough rain overnight that the roads are still pretty damp in some areas, and you do need to slow down and take it easy as you head out this morning. As we take a look closer here at the triangle, no delay showing up on our major routes, and for the moment at least, in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, no crashes to report. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to tell you about some overnight closures of a pretty major road in Wake County. Back to you.
Brian, thanks. You showed us that still photo of Miami Boulevard just a little while ago. We're going to put it in motion for you. This is a live look right now from our WRAL storm tracker currently driving on Miami Boulevard in Durham, sort of the back edge of all this rain. But you see it's still out there. You can be better prepared for today's rain by downloading the WRAL weather app. Turn on notifications to receive those updates on the forecast where you live based on your phone's GPS.
As of this morning, more than 25 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19. Here in North Carolina, we are starting to see the number of new cases drop. The state reported fewer new cases on Sunday, and while the number of deaths remained high, it was lower than the day before. About 3,300 people are being treated in hospitals for COVID-19. That's the lowest we've seen since late December. While the number of hospitalizations in North Carolina is dropping, you can see from this curve that the situation is still dire. On average, around 3,646 people are in North Carolina hospitals with the virus every day, much higher than we saw last year.
We certainly have a long way to go with this, but those coronavirus metrics are showing some encouraging signs. And as the number of new infections drops, the number of people vaccinated is going up. And WRAL's Casey Cunningham went to a clinic opening this morning near Newton Grove and has a message from doctors.
clinic is drive-through, which is good because you can see it's raining out here. So far, we just have a couple of cars in line here off Easy Street. Cases and hospitalizations here in North Carolina are dropping. The doctors say we're going to need more people vaccinated before we start getting together in groups. So right now, we're off Easy Street where seniors and healthcare workers can get a vaccine. First come, first serve. And seniors we've talked with say they're hoping to see their grandkids and family members shortly after vaccination. But doctors say they may have to wait till more people are vaccinated.
We need a lot more people vaccinated. The protection offered by these vaccines against disease is pretty significant. So I think that's really going to make a big difference. I'm really hopeful that summertime will be a lot different than last summertime.
Today's clinic here at Commonwealth Health starts at 9 this morning. They're giving out Moderna's vaccine on a first-come, first-served basis, and they say supplies are very limited, so they're going to continue until the supplies run out or until 1 this afternoon. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News in Dunn.
If you need to get tested for COVID-19, today new testing sites are opening in the hardest hit parts of Wake County. The sites include JC Park on Wade Avenue, Sertoma Arts Center on Millbrook Road, and Lake Benson Park in Garner. These are located in or near zip codes seeing high rates of positive COVID-19 tests. Here's a live look at RDU Airport this morning, where travel restrictions could resume for international travelers this week. President Joe Biden is set to sign an executive order today reinstating rules on air travel from the Trump administration. Among the countries targeted are those where new variants of the coronavirus are spreading, including the UK. Biden is also adding South Africa to the list over concern of the variant detected there.
And it's official now. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will face the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55.
They got Patrick Mahomes, and he is amazing.
He certainly is. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes celebrating after defeating the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC Championship. The rising superstar led the Chiefs to a 38-24 win and a spot in the Super Bowl now for the second year in a row.
Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me.
Well, Mahomes and the Chiefs will have a tough matchup against the Bucs. Quarterback Tom Brady, who took down the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC Championship 31-26. That was earlier in the day yesterday. The Bucs will also have a special advantage. They will be the first team in NFL history to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium. Big game is set for February 7th.
It is 6:07. A new report this morning questions regulators who assured the public the Boeing 737 MAX is safe to fly. Why the company's former senior manager says it's too soon for the jets to be back in the air.
Plus, the impact of the pandemic on our mental health.
Every single one of us needs support. Arguably, we all needed it before. We are social creatures.
In our morning original, a therapist's advice on coping during the stresses and isolation of COVID-19. WRAL News is back in 60 seconds.
The most experienced team of meteorologists. This.
Ken Smith here in the Live Center. The Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte will become the next mass vaccination site. This is video of the stadium just into our newsroom overnight. This past week, Charlotte Motor Speedway was the site of a mass vaccination clinic that city leaders say went well. Well, the mass clinic at Bank of America Stadium is scheduled for January 29th until the 31st, which is this coming weekend. Officials say the goal is to vaccinate 20 to 30,000 eligible residents. Of course, that includes people 65 and older.
Ken, thanks. In just 3 hours' time, the Harnett County Board of Education will consider how the pandemic could affect the school calendar for the rest of the semester. They're holding a virtual work session at 9 o'clock this morning. The meeting comes a week after the district allowed some students to return to the classroom. Grades K through 5 are on a four-day schedule. Middle and high school students will continue on an AB schedule.
New this morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci is sharing his thoughts on the Trump presidency for the first time. In an interview with the New York Times, Fauci discussed his concern with the former president's response to the pandemic. He says the president encouraged him to be more positive about the virus in news conferences. And Fauci also defended his decision to contradict President Trump on the science of the virus. Fauci says he did not take pleasure in contradicting the president, but would otherwise be compromising my own integrity and be giving a false message to the world. In the interview, Fauci also described death threats against himself and his family. Another former top official in the Trump administration is criticizing the response to the pandemic this morning. Dr. Deborah Birx, a leading member in the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told CBS it was difficult for her to stay aboard.
Did you ever consider quitting?
Always. I mean, why would you want to put yourself through that every day? I had to ask myself every morning, is there something that I think I can do that would be helpful in responding to this pandemic? And it's something I asked myself every night.
Dr. Birx retired from the task force last Wednesday.
Now, a WRAL Morning Original. New reporting first at 6.
The stresses of a continuing pandemic on top of a divisive election year can impact anyone's mental health. One expert believes it is causing more social and psychological issues than we may realize. In our Morning Original, some ideas on how to cope. Masks and social distancing, among many other reminders, tell us an invisible viral threat still looms. Even if we don't catch the virus, it has changed us.
First of all, it causes the body and our nervous system to kind of be stuck in fight, flight, freeze states.
Louise Newton is a licensed clinical social worker and a practicing psychotherapist. She says everyone is dealing with more stress. Health concerns before the pandemic are now magnified.
Such as depression, anxiety, alcohol misuse, alcohol dependence, other substances.
A healthy way to deal with mental, physical, and emotional issues, she says, is to build resiliency.
Resiliency says, I can make it today, even though my hope is like out the window, you know, because I'm resilient.
Keep in touch with friends and family members, if only by phone or online video chats. Don't isolate.
That's crucial because humans are, you know, we are social animals.
Her advice, don't wait until things get worse to seek professional care.
This pandemic is going to and already has normalized behavioral health care in a way that we've never seen before in the history of this profession.
Newton also suggests that people focus more on a favorite hobby or even start a new one. And be sure to get outdoors for exercise as much as possible.
Let's take you outside and show you what the roads are looking like right now with the WRAL Storm Tracker, looking at the roads on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. And the windshield wiper is not even on right now at this point. But since we've been on since 4:30, we've seen changing conditions. We've seen light to steady rain all across the viewing area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking all of this, and there's more rain to come. Right, Elizabeth?
That's right. But it's good news if you're about to head out on the roads right now. You can see from Raleigh south and east, still a little bit of patchy rain. So if you're, say, around Goldsboro, up around Wilson, Rocky Mount, or even down, say, around Clinton, you're going to still run into a little bit of rain. But from the Triangle area northward and westward, back down around the Sand Hills and near the Virginia line, we're getting a little bit of a break. You look back to the west, though, and you can see more rain that's trying to develop here along the I-77 corridor, west of Greensboro and around Charlotte. And that is going to work its way in here toward the latter part of the commute. So if you're going to be heading out in the next couple of hours, you're okay. But by the time we get to 8:30, 9 o'clock, we're going to start to see more of that rain moving on in. But again, looking a little better around Durham, Raleigh, Holly Springs, Sanford, for example. We take a look at Goldsboro. The rain's still falling there, and you can see it's wet. No matter where you are, you're going to run into some wet conditions this morning and, of course, on through the afternoon, even into the day Tuesday. It's really going to be a very unsettled pattern for us all week long. Now, on Friday, we were talking about the system that would roll in on Thursday and potentially bring us some wintry precipitation. We're still tracking that one, but it looks less and less likely with each model run that we're really going to see much impactful weather out of this. A wintry mix is possible north of the Triangle in the favored locations, and you know where that is, mainly, you know, up near the Virginia line, but it looks like a low impact system. On Friday, it looked like we were going to have enough cold air in place with a low in the right position to bring us a good potential for snow. The pattern setup was right, and that pattern has really fallen apart now. This low is the one that's going to bring us some rain for today and into tomorrow, and then we're going to see another low that develops and dives southward, but we're just not going to see this system helping helping to deliver enough cold air. Here's our cold front, and you can see some snow across parts of the Midwest. We're not going to see the cold enough air here, though, in time to get that precipitation to change over. So it's going to be a cold air chasing the precipitation kind of event, and that's never a good setup for us. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, that was our setup, and we saw a little dusting up near the Virginia line, but we didn't see anything from the Triangle area southward. This is the way it looks as we get into Wednesday night. This is 11:30, maybe a little wintry mix up near the Virginia line, and that could continue overnight. But the surface temperatures here at the ground are going to be above freezing. So none of that is likely to stick, even maybe not even onto grassy surfaces. Now, early on Thursday morning, we get another little push of colder air, and it's possible, again, near the Virginia line, that we could see a quick little burst of snow. But the temperatures are still not likely to be warm enough for that to cause us any real issues. And then we begin to clear during the afternoon. This is a look at our snow potential on the European, and this is a lot more aggressive with our snowfall potential than the American model, but it still only gives us an inch in Person County and elsewhere just a tenth of an inch. So that's hardly anything. We take a look at the American model and we don't even get an inch. We get a tenth of an inch just in our northeastern county. So we'll keep watching it for you as we get closer to Wednesday night and Thursday. Expect it to be just a messy day today with temperatures in the mid-40s. A warm front pushes northward and warms up our temperatures tomorrow, but we still stay gray with a chance of a shower. A little drier Friday and Saturday, and another system comes in on Sunday. Brian, of course, watching the roads this morning with some of the wet conditions out there.
Morning, Elizabeth, and we've been showing you some cameras around the Triangle showing damp roads. It looks a little wetter, though, as we take a look at the camera in Cumberland County at I-95 at Highway 13 in the Eastover community. It looks like the roads are just a little wetter in those areas. As we take a look at the road weather index this morning, you can see the green, which is where the computer believes we have the greatest chance of seeing the wettest conditions. That's mostly east of I-95, but as we've seen from cameras this morning, pretty much everybody's seeing at least damp conditions, and they're wet enough that you need to allow a little extra time this morning as you head out. And also a reminder, as we get that rain later this afternoon, whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on. Not seeing any problems right now as we check in on traffic around the Triangle, so I'm going to give you a quick heads up about some overnight closures between Fuquay, Varina, and Garner. They are going to be closing Highway 401 in both directions between 1010 Road and Ransdell Road every night this week through Saturday from 11 p.m. till 6 a.m. This is all part of the Complete 540 project, doing a little utility work down there. Expect a detour through that area that will add about 5 minutes to your drive. Back to you.
As concern grows over new variants of coronavirus around the world, one in particular is raising alarms among scientists this morning. Why a new study has one country considering a tighter lockdown because of it. We'll give you a live look at Capitol Hill right here, right now, where the process of impeaching former President Trump is about to take another step forward today.
Here are the winning lottery numbers. Carolina pick 3, 0, 6, and 5. Pick 4, 8, 6, 3, and 2. Carolina cash 5 numbers, 2, 21, 33, 37, and 40.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
It is 6:25. It will be a matchup of the old and the young at this year's Super Bowl.
The age difference, I'd say, between Bucks quarterback Tom Brady and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is what is trending this morning. Check it out. Brady and Mahomes are 18 years apart. So, of course, the internet quickly made memes showcasing that fact. Some pointed to the age difference between Yoda and from the original Star Wars trilogy and then Baby Yoda from the Mandalorian TV show. NBA fans, they got involved comparing the age difference to star players Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. So if you do the math, Mahomes was 5 years old when Tom Brady was in the NFL as a rookie making his debut. And I think it's also pretty cool that they both win. Mahomes goes back for the second year in a row, but the last two Super Bowl champion quarterbacks are playing against one another. First time that's ever happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been talking about age. I mean, Tom Brady is 43. All right. That's not old, right? But apparently in the NFL, you're ancient then. He'll be the oldest player in the Super Bowl ever. Well, it's not just the Super Bowl matchup that's getting buzz online. The NFL announced singer Miley Cyrus will perform at a pre-show for the game called the TikTok Tailgate. 7,500 people will be in attendance for the tailgate, and all of them 7,500 healthcare workers who've received both doses of the vaccine. And those healthcare workers will also get to watch the Super Bowl live from the stands as well. Just a great way to say thank you to those healthcare heroes.
Really is nice. And there'll be some representatives from North Carolina in that bunch as well. Elizabeth.
Rocky Mount, it is wet out there. This is a live look at the rainfall coming down there. We're going to have a little bit of a break, and then another surge of rain comes through. So you'll want to know when to grab your umbrella. I'll show you coming up.
And a live look right now. This is our storm tracker making its rounds out, monitoring the wet conditions on those roads. We'll have more insight into the day ahead coming up at 6:30.
I'm Leslie Moreno, live in Apex, where the Apex Friendship High School community here is mourning the loss of one of its employees who died due to COVID. Coming up, we'll have all the details for you, plus how the community here is remembering her.